One thing I wanted to bring up that we didn't talk about earlier, one goal I always have with each customer that's setting up a pond is to try to have by July, you know how it's corn is knee high on by 4th of July? Well, I try to have about a third, if not more, of a water garden pond, a fish water garden pond if possible, covered by vegetation over the top surface. That may be lily pads, that may be water hyacinths, that may be various different plants that are growing. And if you can have a green growing water garden and you have a lot of lily pads, you know, when you're getting in there to kind of clean up the muck, they can slide out of the way. It's also going to be a great way to take those nutrients that the fish are producing and storing them in the vegetation until you can pull that out.
Well, I would also imagine that it can help sort of disguise what all is going on in there, because you mentioned the blue herons, and having lived on a lake, first thing in the morning, it's very common to have them fly in and land and start walking around and just absolutely capitalize on whatever fish are there. What can you do to protect your fish from these predators, which, like I said, usually first thing in the morning and pretty much at dusk is when they seem to be out there?
This is a lesson out of Wayne's book here. I'm going to have him talk about it, but I was thoroughly impressed with his approach, and he taught me a lot. So go ahead, Wayne. I'm excited about this one.
Well, you know, you just hate to hear horror stories of people coming home and seeing their prize koi laying on the shore, you know, no longer alive, or just having 20 koi, and then the next day you've got 5 koi. And basically, the great blue heron is something that is a reality in Michigan. They're a protected bird species. And you know what? They have chicks to feed and appetites just so, you know, they're part of nature. But the big thing is keeping them where they're supposed to be, not in your water garden. And what works real well is if you can suspend a heavy gauge, like about a 80-pound test fishing line around your entire pond at about maybe 20 inches high. The neat thing about a great blue heron is they will land next to your pond. They don't land in the pond, so they have to be able to walk into your pond. So this fishing line, they will come up to it, they'll bump into it, and they'll make a right or a left turn. And then they try to enter the pond again, and they just keep circling your pond. That's a great defense against those great blue heron. It's not 100%, but I also like to have the family pet, the family dog, spend time in the morning and in the evening running around the yard, because if that great blue heron sees a dog in the yard, it's not going to be as likely to land near your pond. Also, they have artificial herons that you can set up near your pond, because one of the natural habits of great blue herons is that when they fly over a body of water, if they see another heron, they're territorial. They won't want to land right next to that heron. But definitely protecting your koi from that natural predator is going to save you a lot of heartache.
Well, and I was going to bring up not even the natural predator, but the unnatural predator, which is how do you keep your dog from going into there? Because for some of us who have dogs who just live to go in the water, other than bringing out our friend Rich Johnson from Invisible Fence and structuring a way to keep them out, how would we go about keeping the animals out of there? Because I would imagine that's a stress on koi and the fish in there as well.
Definitely. And you may have to put up some type of a barrier to keep your pet away from the pond. The dog I have is petrified of the water, so I'm all set right there.
And Mike Morgan of Mid-Michigan Kennels, probably he's a great dog trainer. Maybe a visit to him might give him an idea of how to keep him out of there as well.
Well, something has to be done, because that is the thing to give consideration to. I guess in closing is that if you are going to put one of these up and you do have animals in your environment already, you need to figure out a way to protect each of them, because, again, animals don't know that this is water they're not supposed to go into as opposed to what they're supposed to go into. So, again, there's a lot of thought, a lot of consideration that goes into what putting in and maintaining a proper water garden or koi pond. Dr. Beasley, thank you so much for coming in and sharing with us your experience. We've been talking with Dr. Wayne Beasley, Doctor of Veterinary Medicine from Cedar Creek Veterinary Clinic in Williamston. And after the break, we're going to have a conversation with Jeff Venn, the president of the Capital Area Koi and Water Garden Club, about what they've got going on and how to find out what different kinds of ponds and different ideas there are in the market here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
Machine.